There are various phrases that most British parents have said at some stage. Were you born in a barn? That's one of them. Who's she, the cat's mother? There's another. Do you think money grows on trees? Is another one. But perhaps one of the most common in our house, I'm not sure if it's the same with yours, is, am I just talking to myself? It usually comes after a parent has said something like, please put your shoes away, or can you go and get changed for bed, only to be ignored. Maybe the kids in the room can think of times that parents have said that, and adults, perhaps you've said it yourself. Well, that's really the message of today's passage. Am I talking to myself? Solomon has been talking to his son about wisdom. And wisdom, as we've said all the way through, is not book knowledge. It's knowledge of how to live life well. But frequently that wisdom is ignored. And so Solomon pictures wisdom as a lady standing on a street corner saying, am I talking to myself? As we look at this passage now, we're going to learn five things about wisdom. We're going to learn that wisdom is public. Wisdom is ignored. Wisdom is needed. Wisdom is hidden. And wisdom is safety. I hope as we look at this passage, wisdom won't be talking to herself, but we'll find our ears willing to hear and obey. So the first thing we learn here is wisdom is public. And we see that in verses 20 to 21. As we go through the early parts of Proverbs, Solomon's actually going to have two ladies that are in a kind of love triangle with the son. His son must choose between these two ladies. One of them is Lady Wisdom, and the other is Lady Folly. And in this chapter, we've got Lady Wisdom, and she is not shy. Out in the open, calls aloud. Wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. She's not waiting around for people to seek her out. She's not hiding away, hoping that someone might find her. She's crying out in the public square where most people are gathered. She's on top of the wall because that was the easiest place to be heard. At the city gate where every traveller would hear her. The picture here is that wisdom is public. Throughout history, there have been those who claim that they've got this secret wisdom. Come and join our secret cult. And if you stay there long enough, you'll get a little bit of extra wisdom. True wisdom is never secret. It's public. And it can be found if you only open your ears. I must admit, when I was reading this, I thought about how I often talk about wisdom. And I often talk about wisdom like it's something that's hidden. Oh, this is a difficult decision. We're going to need great wisdom. I say that like wisdom is a secret. But Lady Wisdom rebukes me here and says, no, I'm not a secret. You can find me if you listen to me. Where do we find that wisdom? Well, the rest of the Bible shows us we find wisdom, first of all, in God's word. Proverbs has shown us that we can find wisdom from our parents' instruction if we're children. There's also wisdom through our brothers and sisters in church life. Wisdom can be found, but are we listening? Whenever we want, we can hear what Lady Wisdom has to say. Wisdom is public, but are we listening? So wisdom is public, and then secondly, wisdom is ignored. We see that in verses 22 to 23. Here's what Lady Wisdom has to say. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. In verse 22, there's three people that are mentioned, the simple, the mocker, and the fool. And they're all slightly different. The simple are just those who are ignorant of what the right way is. They don't know what is right or what is wrong. They're uneducated when it comes to wisdom. But that doesn't mean that they're not at fault. They quite like being simple. They like being ignorant. They're not coming to wisdom and saying, teach me to be wise. Teach me the way I should go. No, they're just quite happy to be in this low level of wisdom. The mocker is that person who's always sarcastic and never seems to take life seriously. They mock those who are trying to live wisely. When are you going to grow out of that, wisdom says. And the fools aren't just ignorant like the simple. They've chosen to do the exact opposite of wisdom, folly. And wisdom can't understand why anyone would choose to be foolish, would choose to be a mocker, would choose to be simple, when she can make them wise. But this is the way the world works. There are always some people who are quite happy with being simple. They have the opportunity to grow in understanding of God's word, but they choose to stay away from it. They're happy to be spiritual babies and never grow up. Some are like mockers. Perhaps they're atheists or people from other religions who take the mick out of Christians but have no more substance than that. Or they're Christians who look down on those who are more serious about their faith. Then there are those who choose folly, knowing what wisdom is and yet rejecting it to go in the other direction. I remember once talking to a Christian friend. There was someone in their church who was behaving terribly towards people around them, and they were getting warned by their friends and even by some of the leaders of the church. The way they were behaving towards others was really, really terrible. And this person just ignores that challenge again and again and again. And my friend was astonished. How can you do that? If you're hearing these challenges again and again, wouldn't you at least go away and think to yourself, maybe there's a point here? Well, the truth is, my friend was wise, but those she spoke of weren't. They were simple, or perhaps fools. Wisdom was coming to them through their Christian brothers and sisters, and they refused to listen. I wonder if there's anywhere in your life where wisdom is screaming out, "Listen to me," but you keep ignoring it. Perhaps it's a conviction in God's word that you're trying to squash, or the words of a friend that you ignore. Wisdom tells us that we should repent at her rebuke, and then she will pour out more of her thoughts into us in verse 23. Wisdom is ready to help teachable people, but sometimes we need a rebuke. If you're ready to hear a rebuke, wisdom will give you more and more knowledge. Say, okay, I'm a sinner, I'm simple, I'm a fool perhaps. Lord, give me wisdom. So wisdom is public, wisdom is ignored. Thirdly, wisdom is needed. Maybe wisdom is only important for a few people. Maybe some of us could get through life without wisdom's rebukes and tellings off. Life sounds a bit more fun being a simpleton or a mocker or a fool, doesn't it? Who needs wisdom? Well, wisdom wants you to know why you need her, verse 24 to 27. But since you refuse to listen when I call and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. Wisdom is needed when suffering strikes. Notice it's a when, not an if. Calamity, disaster, distress, trouble, these things are guaranteed in life at some point. Solomon's speaking to a young man. He may not have experienced suffering yet, but he will one day. It's guaranteed. And when that suffering comes, he may wish that he'd already got that wisdom in place. Wisdom says if he doesn't listen now, she'll ignore him when that time comes. The best time to prepare for suffering is long before suffering comes. And haven't you seen that in your own life? People who were humbly pursuing wisdom before suffering came, they didn't find the battle easy, but they knew how to face it. They knew how to respond. It doesn't take the pain away, but there's a battle plan there. Wisdom isn't a bonus extra for eager beaver Christians. It's vital. It's the lifeboat we need in the sufferings of life. But you need it before the suffering comes, not after. When you travel by plane, at the start of every flight, they do those safety announcements, don't they? But if you go on a plane, you'll notice that the vast majority of people have their earphones in the entire way through those safety announcements. Now, I'm sure they probably don't need to know those safety announcements, but if the plane crashes, they'll wish that they knew where their life jacket was stored, where the exits were. The instruction will be too late if they have to get it once the plane has already crashed. Well, it's the same with wisdom and suffering. We need to hear wisdom before suffering comes. And if we do, we'll find the life jacket we need to get through life's trials. So wisdom is public, wisdom is ignored, wisdom is necessary, and fourthly, wisdom is hidden. Now you might say, well, hang on, Tim, 10 seconds ago you said wisdom was public, and now you're saying wisdom is hidden. Which is it? Well, listen to what wisdom says, and you'll see what I mean by this. Verse 28, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Why isn't she going to answer? Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke. They will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. Wisdom doesn't cry out forever. If she's ignored, she won't be there to help in the dark days. Wisdom is hidden only from those who chose to ignore it. They hated knowledge, they hated the fear of the Lord, they wouldn't accept advice, they wouldn't accept a rebuke. And now they eat the fruit of this. They sowed disobedience and they reap the punishment. And we can see that in action, can't we? Wisdom says, don't sleep with someone who isn't your wife. A fool ignores it, sleeps with her anyway. Then he has a child out of wedlock with a woman who refuses to marry him. And he asks, what do I do now? And wisdom basically says in response, well, go back in time and listen to my advice. I've got nothing to say with you now. Now you're just going to have to live with the consequences. Every time we ignore wisdom, we reap what we sow. We ignore the call to love and we reap an endless list of failed relationships. We ignore the call to work hard and we reap a life of poverty. We ignore the call to pray and we reap a life of distance from God. Now, God is gracious, and through wisdom, he'll rebuke us and tell us the way to go. But if we keep ignoring those rebukes, then we will get the consequences of our sinfulness. Wisdom is hidden from those who choose to ignore her, which challenges us to listen before it's too late. So wisdom is public, wisdom is ignored, wisdom is necessary, wisdom is hidden, and finally, wisdom is safety. Wisdom is like that safety jacket when the plane crashes. It doesn't take us away from the suffering, but it keeps us safe in the midst of it. Whereas folly is just absolute suicide. It brings us harm, not safety. And you see that in these last verses, verse 32. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. It doesn't matter whether you're simple, someone who just doesn't know what the wise way is, or you're a fool, someone who's deliberately chosen to reject God's wisdom. The end is the same. Death and destruction. It's dangerous not to have wisdom. The consequences are massive. But to have wisdom is true safety. Verse 33, but whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Look at the difference here. Now, of course, we always have to compare scripture with scripture. The Lord Jesus was wisdom incarnate and he suffered greatly. So what it's saying in verse 33 can't be that we'll never have any suffering of any kind. Nevertheless, there is a true safety that comes through true wisdom. Eternal security with God. A godly response to suffering. There's no third choice, by the way. You either follow folly or you follow wisdom. You either end up in death or you end up in life. There's no other way. If you reject the wisdom of God's word, then your destiny is already decided. As Jesus said, there are wise and foolish builders. The wise builders build on the foundation of him. There's a path that leads to destruction and there's a path that leads to life. Two ways to live, wisdom or folly. Life or death, make a careful choice which way you live. So wisdom says to us this evening, am I talking to myself? Make sure she can never say that of you. Don't pretend wisdom is hidden. She's public. She's raising her voice in the street. You can hear her voice in your conscience, in the word of God, in the pulpit, in the words of a friend. Wisdom is always available. Wisdom is often ignored. Don't assume the default position of your heart is listening to wisdom. Recognize that so often we want to be ignorant. We want to laugh at her suggestions. Examine your life today of the ways that you've ignored wisdom's rebuke and repent of them. Wisdom is also needed. Young people, don't think wisdom is for the old. New Christians don't think it's for the experienced. We all need wisdom for the day when suffering comes. Recognize you need it now before it's too late. Wisdom's also hidden. You can ignore wisdom so much that she doesn't answer your call anymore. Pray to God for patience and to ensure that you respond to his call through his word. And finally, wisdom is safety, both in life and in eternity. Wisdom is life and folly is death. Recognize how vital wisdom is for you. Wisdom says, repent at my rebuke. May we repent of our folly and come humbly to listen to the wisdom that only God can bring.